Time now for this week's Elkin Valley Trails Association report with our good friend, Dr. Bill Blackley. And of course, it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Take it away, Dr. Bill Blackley.
Hey, Joel. Thanks so much. Really, end of the year, this will be our last little Trails Talk report. Thanks to everybody who has donated time, energy, money, inspiration, materials, equipment to make the Elkin Valley Trails have our community have a great 2016. We've had a lot of progress with trail building, the mountain bike course. We got the first 3 miles of that done. We got a lot of projects for 2017. Hope you will join with us again for another year and just enjoy the adventure. Just a reminder, we have the electric golf carts for people who can't walk the trail. Call the Elkin Recreation and Parks Department. They can get you set up for a trail tour. It's really pretty out there on the trail now, thanks to Dee and Judy and Joe and others for wrapping the garland and the bows and the ribbons and putting up the Santas out there. It's got really pretty on the in-town trail. You can ride your bicycles out there now as well as walk. And the loop section, which is about a mile and a half on the other side of the creek, you go out from the train smokestack and then head out towards the 140-foot bridge, 178-foot bridge, around that little rustic loop. Then up the road a little bit on the left-hand side around the cable. Then you can cross the road and come all the way back on the mountain bike course, all in the woods. Really beautiful in there. You want to give yourself some time to do it. Don't start out at 4:30 or 5 because it'll be dark by the time you get back. So it's about, the whole loop will take you about an hour and a half or so if you make the big loop and walk at like a regular pace. And I hope people enjoy that. You'll see a single house the whole time. And this is where it's about getting out, lowering your blood pressure, relaxing, enjoying the woods, little bridges we built out there. We've got a 20-foot bridge, a 58-foot bridge and walkway, and a 110-foot bridge and walkway back up in there. Also, huge thanks out to Rob Libert and his team of mountain bikers who are building the mountain bike course and who hope to have another 2 miles done by March the 24th. And that's where you guys come in. If you're interested in helping us, get online, get to our website, elkinvalleytrails.org, and there's a place where you can sign on to be a volunteer or just get on our newsletter, and we'll contact you when we have a work day coming up. I know we're having work days in March, the 4th, the 11th, and the 18th, getting ready for spring, and then on the 24th, that weekend, of course, we're having the entire Mountain to Sea Trail annual meeting is being held in Elkin. There should be 200 to 300 people. They've got the Liberty rented. We're working with local businesses. We're doing wine tours, beer tours, offering those. We've got self-guided tours and some Yakin Valley Wine Company tours that will be that weekend. Plus, we have a nice stroll in town. We hope that we're going to be sort of a guided tour about the history of Elkin and taking those out-of-town folks to see what we've got here on our trails and in our town. Hope you will join us for some of that. If you're interested, you can actually attend the meeting and see what the statewide trails group is doing. We'd love for you to do that. Also, that weekend, the Overmountain Victory Trail is going to set up an encampment for the visitors from out of town. Lots of good things going on. We're building a lot of trail, finishing up the Brookfall Dairy to Carter Mill Road, 1.1-mile section with three bridges of 12, 15, and a 28-foot bridge on that section, building the ramps over the next few weeks after Christmas. We're not doing anything between now and after Christmas, I don't think, although I'm surprised sometimes, just like we were surprised by the Lowe's family, who just got together and built a beautiful float. You can see it on our Facebook, Elkin Valley Trails Facebook. And they built a float for us, and I think it won first place. And also thanks to John Furches and Prism for painting the gong, getting the gong painted to make an ornament out of it. I think they're all sold. And if they're not, you could, well, I'm pretty sure they are, but you could check with Elk Pharmacy or the general store and see if they have any left. But I think they're all gone. If anybody has any questions, you can address it to us on the Facebook or on our website, and that's just about it. We're having a big time this year. We're looking forward to a lot of exciting adventures next year with increasing trails going up towards Carter Falls and working in that direction, and then making a really nifty loop from Elkin to Grassy Creek, Elk Creek, Adagio, Pressure Mountain, and other vineyards. And hopefully we'll connect with a lot more vineyards in the future, including going east to Carolina Heritage, which is one of our destinations. So thanks so much to the town and the county for the help, but mostly to all you individuals who are making this happen. And we're excited and happy to be a part of such vibrant, active, energetic people. So come on out, help us do a little work next year, and we'll get a lot more done. Thanks so much. See you, Joel. Bye-bye.
That's Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, proudly brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Dr. Jim Walter and Dr. Jason Ringelman at Salem Oral Surgery appreciate the opportunity to serve Elkin and the Yadkin Valley area. There is no time more fitting to say thank you and to wish you a happy holiday season and a new year of health, happiness, and prosperity. Merry Christmas from Salem Oral Surgery.